You are listening to the Holistic Travel Nurse Podcast. Thanks for just stopping in and checking me out and having me a listen. I always think about how I'm going to title these, and lately I've been putting out an episode every single day, and it's been a lot of work, but I think it's necessary because of the censorship everywhere, and I feel like this is my only platform where I can do some good, and we shall be moving to do something, you know, good and be helpful and loving to other people in a crazy, crazy world that we live in. So I found this clip, and I swear it's from a county that I lived in, but I don't know. I haven't had time to research, but this is a nurse talking, so we're gonna play this, and then I'll chat about it. We'll chat about it, and you tell me what you think.
Shannon Eckelberger, I am a nurse. I also taught at Shasta High.
Whoops, sorry about that.
Good morning, Patrick. Thank you for being here. My name is Shannon Eckelberger. I am a nurse. I also taught at Shasta High School for about 7 years and kind of wanted to go help with COVID when everything went down. I actually believed it for a moment, thought we were all going to get real sick because I was scared of Ebola, right? That scared me. And when we didn't close the border, I thought, wow, that's crazy. And then we get COVID-19, and I'm thinking it's got to be worse than Ebola. So I went out to go help in the community. I started doing the swabbing. It started to come to me. I think anybody at the school board meeting already heard this, but it's not right. Why are we doing testing on people who are completely asymptomatic for absolutely no reason? We've never done this before. And at first I thought, okay, well, maybe we really do need these tests. But then I started to look around me after about the year mark and realized, where's the dead bodies?
Right.
Yep. Where are they? Where's the people in the street? And I would ask people I know, do you know anyone who died? I don't. I actually know no one. My kids do know someone whose grandparents passed away, but grandparents do pass away. And I'm not saying people aren't dying of whatever this is. I know that they are. But I also know that our hospitals are not giving treatments that people should be allowed to have. Yes. So I would like to know, when this is all over, the treatments that could have saved someone's life that may not be approved for that, but nor is the COVID vaccine, are not given. Is it murder?
I think so.
I feel it is. The other thing is this, I was on the CDC's website because someone mentioned this to me and I didn't want to believe it, but this, you may know this, Patrick, I don't know if you do, but for the Centers for Disease Control, they have COVID-19 Project Shielding. Have you heard of that?
Yeah.
I don't know if you in the community or the nurses have heard it. It's COVID camp. And it says that they have the right, I am not kidding you, you go right onto CDC's website and you look up shielding. They are going to shield the people who are most at risk. It says people probably, it doesn't define at risk, elderly people, anyone with disabilities, they can be removed from their families. They can be taken out for up to 6 months or longer if they deem necessary. This is not a joke. There are COVID camps, and I just told my kids, they don't want to believe me. Mom's a conspiracy theorist. I said, it's on the CDC's website. If anybody asks my children, have you and your family been vaccinated? I said to tell them yes, and get the hell out of there. And if anybody starts asking you to get on buses or trains, you go nowhere with anybody. If anybody from the government comes and says, we're going to help you, we're going to shield you from COVID, you run. And they are coming for us, Patrick. And I know that you probably, did you know about Project Shielding? Have they discussed it? Have they discussed what they will do in Shasta County with that project? Okay. So they are hiring for people to work that. And so what will happen? I don't know, you guys, but this has to open our eyes. We don't get on buses. We don't get on trains. We don't go with the government anywhere. And I'm really sorry this is happening. I'm glad people are waking up. I hope the rest of the world wakes up. Whether, like you said, it doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or a Republican. There's something not right. And I just want you guys to have your eyes open to that project. Thank you.
All right. So that was a really, 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 really good one. I have two others, but let's play this other one first. I mean, I'm literally lived in a Shasta County, so I don't know how many Shasta counties she's talking about and what Shasta County, and I know a Shasta County High School, so I'm like, oh my gosh, this is hitting home for me personally, right? Because I'm like, oof, I haven't been there in years, but thanks for nurses and people speaking up, and that's what we have to do and make our voices kind of heard and make our voices kind of known. We're not going to let the tyrannical government that's gone rogue run our lives. This is another one where the this is from Highwire, the Highwire with Dell. Big Tree, I suppose, following him on Rumble or where else you can follow him. So this is from that. So you need to listen to this one. Give it a second here. Sometimes when I have to go pull things up, it's a little slow.
For those who only believe the CDC, who only live and die by the CDC's data, their latest numbers as reported yesterday at 5 p.m. was the weekly update. Okay. This is what they're showing for 0 to 17. Deaths, 361, all deaths involving COVID-19 for 0 to 17. So 361, which is does not affect the percentage rate that we talked about when we first opened the show of 0.67%. So not really moving the needle there too much. But some interesting points about CDC data. We really rail on that on the show sometimes because some of it is somewhat questionable with the limitations they use for their studies. But very rarely has it been this outright as what happened in Florida recently. So let's look at some of the headlines to really start this story out. Okay. So Florida's rise. It says Florida's still breaking records for daily COVID cases. Single day high reaches 28,317. I guess that would be definitely newsworthy. Another one, CDC, Florida hit single day high for COVID cases. Well, there was a problem there.
And let's be clear, right? I mean, it's obvious the administration, the Biden administration, wants to beat on Florida, wants to beat on Texas, because these are the governors that are saying, no, I'm sorry, we're not having it. We're not masking. We're not locking down. We're not going to force vaccinations to get into our restaurants. Go ahead and spin on that. And that's pissing off the administration, who then reaches out to their lackeys at CNN and MSNBC and say, push the fear, focus on Florida, focus on Texas. So what happened with those numbers?
Yeah, the very same people telling us this isn't about politics and not to politicize this pandemic appear to be doing exactly that. So the Florida Department of Health actually had to reach out and take to Twitter to defend itself. This is what they wrote. They said, wrong again, the numbers of cases at CDC.gov released for Florida today is incorrect. They combine multiple days into one. We anticipate CDC will correct the record. And that was the Florida Department of Health responding to the South Florida Sun Sentinel's reporting. So here's the outcome of that. They actually had, the CDC actually did have to adjust that. And the headline, Florida officials slam CDC over botched coronavirus data. It says here, quote, the CDC recorded 28,317 new cases of COVID-19 until the Florida Department of Health noticed that there was nearly double the actual number in its records, which showed about 15,000 cases. The CDC agreed to meet the department in the middle and revised the number to 19,000 after reportedly rolling several days worth of numbers into one. So that's how we do data these days, I guess, at the CDC.
It's like a poker game, right? Like, all right, I'm all in. No, I'll bet you $25. We'll up the pot just a little bit. Can we meet halfway? It's like a negotiation over buying a house or something. It's crazy.
And since we're on CDC and data and talking points, people may remember the director, Rochelle Walensky, came out a couple weeks ago, and this talking point, the pandemic, we're in a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Yeah. This was repeated over all of the media. It's repeated by, I believe, the Biden administration and the White House. Everybody was talking about this. It was the buzzword of the week. Well, this article really breaks it down in a concise way. And I want to pull some quotes from this because it's pretty powerful. So the article actually is, the title says, will Americans accept no fly list for unvaccinated? That's another thing that's being attempted. Yeah. And it says in here, the narrative that we're in a pandemic of the unvaccinated was created by using statistics from a time period when the U.S. as a whole was largely unvaccinated. When you look at more data, the trend is swinging in the opposite direction. January 1st, 2021, only 0.5% of the U.S. population had received a COVID shot. By mid-April, an estimated 31% had received one or more shots. And as of June 15th, 48.7% were fully, quote, vaccinated. End quote. It goes on to say, the CDC has also pointed out that you are not considered fully vaccinated until 2 weeks after your second dose. In the case of Pfizer or Moderna, which is given 6 weeks after your first shot, this means that if you receive your first dose on June 1st, you won't be, quote, fully vaccinated until 8 weeks later, around August 1st. really wrap your head around that with that saying there. It's very, very powerful information.
And so all the data that we've been hearing 2 weeks ago, pandemic of the unvaccinated, is all data that came from what, between April and June, or all the way back in those times that what was happening?
Yeah, it appears to be saying basically that they're quoting people, they're saying people that were unvaccinated were people that have either had one dose,
right,
or received two dose, but it wasn't after that 2 weeks where they considered the antibodies to really kick in. So it seems to be like a statistical word game here that they're playing, and the data was before really the full explosive rollout of these vaccines in the U.S. that
right,
basically vaccinated about 50% of the people.
We're going to start beating on this a little bit more, and especially next week. We've been working on a really bombshell show that we'll be talking about. But, you know, when we hear about the unvaccinated, I want to say one thing. You better be unvaccinated. It is really uncool to put people that got one shot, got COVID, and died into the unvaccinated category, and people that got two shots but were still inside of their 2 weeks. You know what? I'm sorry, you're not unvaccinated. You want that title, you want to join that group, then you don't get the vaccine at all. And CDC cannot get away with this. I don't care if you want to call them partially vaccinated, but this is a total lie. If you want to speak out against being unvaccinated, then make sure the people you're talking to really didn't get any of your shots. It's not right. I mean, we don't, especially if this product is...
So he rants a little bit more. I just thought, Lord, the false information. I mean, and really, do you think that Satan is doing anything different than he always did? He wants to just live on fear. And I disagree with that. And yeah, we're seeing stuff happen if people aren't eyes open to things in the Bible age. And that makes me pick up my Bible more and go, what is going on around here? And, you know, you're shaking your head. I mean, these are organizations that you supposedly trusted, like the CDC you supposedly trust, putting false information out and then making camps for us unvaccinated. I mean, it feels like Nazi Germany all over again, and those that are not getting the jab are at risk for who knows what the hell they want to do with us at this point. I wanted to find this documentary, and I wanted to play it on here because things have censored so bad to the truth about Big Pharma and the ties with the Rockefellers and the Rockefeller industry and how horrible of an organization and people they are. It's just going to take me some time that I don't sit in front of the computer and sit and dig and look for these things. It's really hard. You can't go to Google anymore. You can't go to Google anymore. And things are censored and things are pulled straight down. If it's giving you information that could be useful, things like I know Dr. Tenpenny's podcast, which I like, is still there. But like, I'm sure she has more episodes. They're just gone. She's using the same platform that I'm using, in which we spend money for these places. So I'm sure she hopefully has an attorney to know, hey, why are these episodes just gone? It's just this absolute craziness, and you just shake your head and go, what the heck? So I hope that you take what you're hearing and do some prayer, and you're doing something for your family. Usually I love to have people on here to talk about holistic health, and I have had other people that I've tried to schedule for interviews, but I am so busy. We purchased a house to turn into an Airbnb and rehabbing it, and when you're doing the physical labor yourself on your other days off, and then you're trying to put a podcast together, you're trying to have an essential oil business, then you have way too much on your plate. And then I feel called to give information out that they're not getting it from anywhere else. I go to the hospitals and hate it, and I prayer and just prayer covering me, and my emotions are like all over, and so I can only take in so much negativity too. I don't want to take in any negativity. So, but we need to be informed, and we need to shine the light on the darkness that's out there. And then I think we need to come together in prayer and be supportive and loving to other people. Be supportive and loving to other people. And I hope that you find a way to do that. And I hope that you just check out some of my other podcasts where I have some really inspirational and motivating ways of people healing. And we're working still on our own healing. And I'm so glad I have these books of reference, and I hope to get more of them. I hope to share with you more. I'm like reading about transdermal magnesium and just blown away about how crucial that element is in your body and how it's misused in general Western medicine. And yeah, if you go back to nature, where is magnesium and what does magnesium do for the body? It's fascinating. It's interesting. And I am hoping that you'll get some information like that on here, and that you know, this is for only informational purposes. This is not medical advice. This is, you know, this is for you to decide what you're doing and go to. If you decide to go really looking into anything that I talk about, you should go to DuckDuckGo, because Google is censoring you and also not sharing truth. They won't even show my website. Like, my website, you can't Google it. So you have to go to my show notes to get to my website. But that's what happens when you want to speak up and you want to be a voice to people in this dark, dark area. And I hope that you, if you're listening to my podcast for the first time, you go check out more episodes and that you share it with somebody else. That's one way to help somebody today.